The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, Ellen Wells here with another episode of the Just Veggies podcast. I am also author of the Just Veggies blog, and you can find that blog right here at plantersplace.com. There are archives. I have written many, many an article, blog post for Just Veggies and Planter's Place, so you can check them all out at plantersplace.com. Today, we will be talking about a new to everybody, actually, chili pepper. A Thai chili pepper, actually, to be more specific. And that Thai chili pepper is called Skyline Red. Now, Thai chili peppers are not my usual jam. And by jam, I don't mean pepper jam or pepper jelly. So give me a jalapeno that's like 2,500 to 8,000 units on the Scoville heat scale, and I'm good. Maybe kick it up a little bit with a serrano, and that's 10,000 to 23,000 on the Scoville scale. And that's, you know, I'm daring. I'm feeling very daring at that point. Thai chilies, on the other hand, are roughly between 60,000 and 100,000 Scoville units. That's a factor of a lot, and that is too much heat for me on the usual. You, on the other hand, you might enjoy that. You might love that spicy heat. And that's great if you do. So whether you do or you don't, there is a Thai chili pepper that will be enjoyed by both of us. And that is, as I mentioned, the Skyline Red Thai chili. It's going to be new on the Garden Center benches starting in spring of 2025, but I came to it in a preview, or it came to me, I should say, in a preview sample box of new veggies that I get from different breeding companies. This one was from Ball Seed Company. So I was able to test it out this summer, and I can tell you all about it from my experience. So the descriptive text that accompanies that box included this. It called it mildly hot. And I'm thinking, wait, it's a Thai chili. That's 60 to 100,000 Scovilles. What do they mean, mildly hot? Well, they have bred this particular variety to have a heat level of just 3 to 4,000 Scovilles. That is pretty darn mild, if you ask me. So I think that is great. It has the same short kind of slender, finger look to it that a Thai chili does, but it doesn't have that, get me a fire extinguisher right now sort of, spice to it, which is great. It's a little bit more palatable. How do you grow Skyline? Or what did I learn when I grew Skyline Red Thai Chili this summer? So what I really liked about it was it had a near perfect growing habit. It just had a very upright habit. It got to be maybe 2.5 to 3 foot tall, which is not that bad, actually. I have a shishito pepper plant right next to it that is a little bit taller. And that was starting to tip over by the end of the summer. But this one, this Skyline, its branches were strong, and it had a bunch of fruit, so the fruit didn't make them tip over, and that's great. So speaking of fruits, like I said, it produced quite a few. The neat thing about its fruits is that it sort of grew in a cluster, kind of like If you brought your fingers together, like bring your thumb over towards your pinky and all your fingers were kind of together pointing up. That's kind of what it looks like when all the fruits are growing together. And these are positioned near the top of the plant, which is awesome. So the neat thing about that is when they're ripening and, they're all green and you think, oh, what's going on here? I can't find the fruits. When they turn red, when they ripen, you can point them out right away because they're pointing up and and like right at the top of the plant. So they're easy to spot. The growth that I experienced this summer was awesome. That's because we had just perfect weather for pepper growing. And what I mean by that is temperatures were warm to hot, but with a Goldilocks level of rain. So not too much rain, not too little rain. It was just right. And when it was quite hot, because it did get quite hot, not for a long time, but you know, for a little bit, the Skyline pepper did a really good job getting through the heat without being too stressed, meaning it didn't wilt. I kept a good eye on watering, which is great, but also, you know, I was gone a few days and I did not have to keep up with it. I did not have to worry about it. So that's good. Now, the only thing that was an issue, and it wasn't the plant, it wasn't me. We had a marauding band of earwigs that maybe they too also like this perfect pepper growing weather. They like it warm, they like it moist. Anyway, I addressed that situation with a product called Ant Adios. I also did another podcast and blog about that, so you can look back a couple of weeks. You'll find it there. After applying that wonderful product, which is non-toxic, these pepper plants bounced back within days. Literally within days, they were ready to put out new leaves and all that kind of stuff. So we had a whole bunch of new leaves, a whole bunch of new flowers, and with the flowers, you get peppers. And in fact, it is still producing peppers even when the nights are in the mid-30s. That is pretty, pretty cool to me. In fact, I was planning on harvesting some today. Like, I was just going to call it quits. And I was looking at the forecast for the rest of the week. So this is the last full week? Last full week of October. With a little half week later on. But anyway, and the temperatures are going to be in the mid-70s for the rest of this week in New England in October. So I'm going to take advantage of that and get some more ripening going on with those peppers. By the way, when I do harvest them, I'm going to string them up along a length of string and let them dry, because also in that descriptive text that came along with the samples, it said these are really great dried. So I will give that a try. And that a dried red pepper like this is what I would call a sneaky red pepper. And I throw that into a stew every once in a while. If I want just a little bit of heat, I'll throw it into a chili. So in the midst of winter, when I'm making all these stews and chilies and so forth, I get that nice heat of summer that reminds me of my perfect pepper growing summer. Well, that's it for me for today and for this podcast. If you want to listen to some more, please, like I said, go back into the archives and give them a listen. Otherwise, until next time, you have a great day in the garden.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.